Now, as our lives increasingly shift online and computers continue to take over the planet, hackers and spammers and other dodgy operators are finding progressively more ingenious ways to separate us from our cash. And their latest ruse is to steal your electricity. Not directly, but instead by getting your computer doing lots of power-hungry, complicated calculations, the results of which they then sell to make money for themselves, leaving you to pay the power bill. And they are hiding the system that does this in normal web pages and even online adverts, so it's really easy to fall victim without even realising. They call it cryptojacking, and I went along to the offices of web hosting company UK Fast, who've been monitoring the situation, to hear what they're finding.
My name is Chris Falkwood. I'm the Director of Enterprise Technology here at UK Fast. Cryptojacking is the latest trend. Last year, we saw a lot of crypto locker, where people were using cryptography to lock people's machines and then extract payment. This year, it's changed to using their computers to generate money automatically rather than trying to get customers to pay.
Right, so this is the whole concept of mining for bitcoins, isn't
yes.
it? So I suppose we should explain, first of all, what actually is cryptocurrency and how does it work?
Cryptocurrency has been around for the last 10-odd years, and it's a different way of representing currency. Traditionally, it's gold coins. It was something that you could handle. Nowadays, people are moving to a more electronic form. So there's no inherent value to cryptocurrency. It's got a value because people have decided it does. And all it is a small packet of information that can uniquely prove as yours, and you can subdivide and trade with other people. And that's all done with cryptography.
And where do you get bitcoins from, or how are they made or minted?
So the easiest way people can get them is to now buy them online. There's exchanges where you can buy your cryptocurrency. All they are is effectively a payment from a computer as a thank you for processing some work. So Bitcoin is known as a distributed ledger. So it's basically an account book. And your PC will get a thank you for processing a part of that ledger and validating that it's true. But as there's more devices mining for it, the maths behind it gets harder and harder, so the value goes up because you have to do a lot more work to get the same reward.
One statistic I saw was that actually mining for Bitcoin, so doing these computer calculations, leads to the emissions of more CO2 from data centres than the whole of the country of Ireland.
There's been a lot of speculation around that. It certainly is a CPU-intensive operation. If you look at the people who are doing it semi-professionally nowadays, they have an extremely large number of arrays that are doing calculations all the time, and that does utilise a huge amount of electricity.
So if you can't afford to either meet that electricity bill, build a big enough computer, or run a big enough computer, the simple answer is you basically steal someone else's computer indirectly via planting something on their machine that does those calculations on their machine without them knowing and does the work for you and then sends you the results. Is that basically what's happening?
Yeah, pretty much. The electricity costs are now at a point where there is a trade-off between whether it's actually worth mining some of these currencies. So now it is very much use someone else's resources, steal their electricity and then get the coin for free.
So how are people doing this?
There's two main methods that people have started to adopt. They are getting you to open an email that opens up an application that crypto mines, and that sits in the background on your PC doing that. Most people don't notice it, other than the fact it will slow your PC down. There's now a trend in the last 6 months to doing it in browser, and this is the bit that's got slightly more troublesome because it's so easy to exploit. And that is where websites are installing something called JavaScript. It's a bit of a software inside their web page that runs in the background, and it uses your spare CPU cycles to generate the coin for them.
Oh God, that's really sneaky. So by visiting a website, you don't even realise you're actually trying to earn some money for the website owner, and it's basically your electricity bill that's paying for that.
Yep. So recent scans of the web found about 33,000 sites already, and that's just well-known sites that have started doing it in the background.
Wow. When you say well-known, as in the kinds of sites that your average web user would visit?
Yeah, they're not necessarily going to be the high brand name ones, but a lot of the ones where you're getting content for free. So free services are sometimes now subsidising themselves with some of the coin mining.
And it doesn't compromise the website performance?
It does, and that's where a lot of users are pushing back. There's been some instances where it's been the website owner that's been publishing the JavaScript, and that has had an impact. It can dramatically slow down not just your browsing experience for that, but if you've got any other tabs open as well, them as well. But what we've also seen is some people surreptitiously putting them into adverts. So the ones that pop up on your web page, they will be doing the mining, but it drags the performance of the main website down as well. And that can be unknown to the website owner because they're not necessarily controlling their adverts.
How would a person listening to this diagnose that they may have this problem?
The biggest telltale sign is your PC will slow down. Unfortunately, that's not unique to cryptojacking. That could be anything. But if you notice that everything started to run very slowly, either when you've got specific tabs open or you've got an application open, you can just go into Task Manager, have a look at your CPU, and it'll show that it's pegged at 100%.
So is it relatively easy to treat?
Yes, that's the good news, is a lot of the cases that are out there now are easily picked up by antivirus software. They will either block it automatically or tell you that the threat's present. At the same time, it stops these problems.
Right, might go home and do an antivirus update then. That was Chris Folkard from UK Fast.
Terrifying, though.
Absolutely,
the ingenuity
terrified.
Of this, you know, amazing. And my electricity bill is making someone some bitcoins. That's wonderful.